أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة وتسليما يليقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم وقال تعالى إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون أولئك أصحاب الجنة خالدين فيها جزاء بما كانوا يعملون صدق الله العظيم جماعة المسلمين سورة فصلت verses 20, 21 and 22 الله سبحانه وتعالى says إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله Indeed those who say that Allah is our Lord ربنا أي لأن الربوبية the صفة attribute of ربوبية is the attribute of هو الذي يخلق ويبقي He is the creator and he is the sustainer رب العالمين العالم كل ما سوى الله meaning he is the creator and sustainer of everything جل في علا so whoever says that Allah the creator and sustainer of everything جل في علا whoever acknowledges that and of course it begins in the heart but it is expressed on the tongue That's why complete iman is al-qawl bil-lisan wal-tasdiq bil-janan wal-amalu bil-arkan. It's a word on the tongue. It is a firm belief in the heart and it is expressed and carried out in the actions. So whoever says inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah that Allah is our Lord. ثم استقاموا and then they are steadfast on that word on that faith and in those actions they don't waver they are steadfast with ikhlas with sincerity striving every day seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala striving every day to shield themselves from all behavior that would bring upon them the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What will happen to them at the time of death? تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ The ulama, they say that these kinds of glad tidings, they come at three different places, at three different times. Firstly, at the time of death, then in the qabr, and then on the day of resurrection. That the person who has believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last day, A person who has had firm faith and been consistent and steadfast in their righteous deeds, the malaika will first come to them at the time of death. Allah takhafu. And the angels will say, do not fear. Wala tahzanu. And do not be saddened. What does that mean? Don't fear anything that which is awaiting you in the hereafter. Why? Because you are guaranteed Jannah. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Nor should you be sad about anything that you've lost or left behind in the dunya. Why? Because Allah has replaced it with Jannah. And that's why the next words are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَبِشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. And take the glad tidings. The malaika will give that person of steadfastness on the straight path of Allah, the malaika will give them glad tidings at the time of death. And show them. They will even show them their place in Jannah. وَأَبِشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. And take the glad tidings of the paradise, that which you have been promised. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. We have been your awliya. We've been your allies. We've been your companions. We've been your friends on the dunya. The malaika. Imagine that. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. And we'll be your companions and your allies and your friends in the Jannah. Imagine that. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. And in that Jannah, in that paradise, you will have whatever your hearts desire. Just desire it, you'll have it. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. And you will have whatever you ask for. So whether you ask for it, or whether you just desire it, Allah will give it to you. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ. In Jannah you will have whatever your hearts desire, and you will have whatever you ask for as an entertainment. You will be the guests of the oft forgiving, the most merciful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Permanent guests. خالدين فيها أبدا. May Allah make us of them. Ameen. Surely we know that all the shuhada that Allah has chosen in the strip of Gaza, or in the Dafat al-Gharbiya, or anywhere else, where the one that has said رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them this greatest gift. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our shuhada. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of their martyrdom and grant them to be in that place that He has promised to them. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. That is Surah Fussilat. The next one is Surah Al-Ahqaf. Verses number 13 and 14. Inna alladhina qalu rabbana Allah thumma istaqamu. That's the main point here. Al-istiqama. Al-istiqama. One of the companions asked, O Messenger of Allah, tell me something in Islam that I can do that nobody can tell me but you. So he said, قُلْ أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. So he said to them, say, I believe in Allah, and then be steadfast on that. Don't waver. Don't play with the deen. Stay well within the boundaries that Allah has set for you. And every day, 17 times a day, when we say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ, you know what that means? Oh Allah, keep us on the straight path. Some people translate it as, oh Allah, guide us to the straight path. And in actual fact, it means, because we're making salah, so we're on the straight path, oh Allah, keep us in Islam, keep us in Iman. Especially when we are faced with a fitan of akhir zaman. When a person, يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, they will sell their deen for a small price of the dunya. So as the Ad-Dayf al-Kareem, as the noble guest approaches Jamaatul Muslimin, let us renew our intention that we, inshallah ta'ala, we are going to make it of our top priorities in this month of Ramadan to attain istiqamah if we haven't had any form of it in our lives before. And I've chosen to speak about this attribute of istiqamah, because I believe that I just attended the janazah of a man that Allah blessed with such a quality. نَحْسَبُهُ كَذَلِكَ. We consider him as such. وَلَا نُزَكِّي عَلَى اللَّهِ أَحَدٍ. And we don't praise anybody above Allah. But the Prophet said, اُذْكُرُوا مَحَاسِنَ مَوْتَاكُمْ. Speak about the good qualities of your deceased, of those who have passed on, especially those who have set an inspiring example for all of us to follow. But let me just finish with Surah Al-Ahqaf, and then we can speak about the special person, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Rahmatullahi alayhi rahmatan wasi'an. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. That's like something, wallahi, wherever you see that, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, just say, اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ. Oh Allah, make us of them. Those that say that Allah is our Lord and they are steadfast therein, there will be no fear on them, nor will they be saddened. That is something that we all have to strive for, Jamaatul Muslimin. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. They will be the companions, meaning the inhabitants. They will be the inhabitants of the Jannah. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا eternally, جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, as a reward for what they used to do, as a reward for that steadfastness, for that consistency. ماذا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ خير الأعمال وأحبها إلى الله أدومها وإن قلت. The best and most beloved of actions to Allah are those that have consistency, even if they be small in number. الحمد لله. I can say that with regards to this person that has passed away, Sheikh Muhammad Hanif Moos. My very good friend Sheikh Ibrahim Moos, his son, told me that the original surname was Musa. And subhanallah, Sheikh Muhammad Hanif, وكل امرئ من اسمه نصيب. كل امرئ من اسمه نصيب. Everybody has a portion of their name. And the word Hanif gives the meaning of purity. The technical meaning of Hanif is actually al-mail, to turn away. That's why Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is named in the Quran as Hanifan Musliman. Hanif meaning that he turned away from the worship of everyone and everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musliman, and he submitted and surrendered to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Sheikh Muhammad Hanif, rahmatullahi alayhi rahmatan wasi'a, he was a person that whenever you met him, he had that istiqamah. He had that same aura about him. He had that permanent smile on his face. He always was very affectionate and loving as a teacher, as a father, as a husband, as a brother. Every aspect of what a person can be as a man in the community, Sheikh Muhammad Hanif was that person. Rahimullah ta'ala rahmatan wasi'a. And he is one of those men, I don't know, maybe the elders in our community can assist me here, but the likes of Sheikh Salih Abadi and Sheikh Yusuf Khabir and the likes of them, that when their names are mentioned, the first thing you think about is the Quran. هَذَا كَانَ قُرْآنًا يَمْشِي بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. That these men, and I include Sheikh Muhammad Hanif amongst them, that he was like a walking Quran in the community. And he embodied that quality of being a person of the Quran. As the beloved Prophet Muhammad said, Ahlul Quran, Ahlullah wa khasatu. The people of the Quran, they are the people of Allah. When you're in their company, they remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just in terms of observing their akhlaq, their mannerisms, their character, which ultimately, Jamaatul Muslimin, everything that we are doing is in order that we should perfect the model code of character. So that's something that we must take lightly. When we meet somebody with good akhlaq, that is a person that we must look up to, and that is a person that we must emulate. And when I say emulate, we are emulating by following those al-akhlaq, al-islamiyya, al-hasana, those beautiful Islamic characteristics. The emulation is for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because ultimately, when we have a student that has learned from a teacher who was a student to learn from a teacher, it all goes back to the teachings of Muhammad ibn Abdullah salawatu rabbi salamu alayhi, who said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ, which literally means, I have not been sent. إِنَّمَا أي مَا بُعِثْتُ, I have not been sent except to perfect the model code of character. So with it's our salah, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Salah keeps a person away from promiscuity and evil and corruption. Character, it's all about character. Zakah, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. Take from their money, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take from their wealth charity with which they can cleanse and purify themselves. Purify themselves of greed and miserliness and حُبّ الدُّنْيَا, love of this world. It's about akhlaq. Look at siyam. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. Oh, those of you who believe, indeed fasting has been prescribed for you just like it was prescribed on those who came before you, in order that you might shield yourselves. Taqwa comes from the word wiqaya, which means a shield. So a person who has taqwa is a person that shields themselves from what? From bad character, from bad behavior. So salah is about akhlaq, zakah is about akhlaq, siyam is about akhlaq, and hajj in fact brings all of those things together. فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجِّ فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. Whoever takes on the obligation of performing hajj in that year, then let there be no فَلَا رَفَثَ, let there be no obscenity or vulgarity. وَلَا فُسُوق, let there be no transgression or corruption. وَلَا جِدَال, let there be no argumentation or confrontation. Sheikh Abu Bakr Abdurrauf, also one of my teachers, he spoke at the janazah of Sheikh Muhammad Hanif today. He said that for all the years that he has known Sheikh Muhammad Hanif, that he's never ever seen him angry. He's never ever seen him lose his cool. Use those exact words. And that's subhanAllah. If we are to speak about a characteristic which defines our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and which every single one of us, and I start with myself, should go out of our way to emulate, it is the characteristic of hilm, of forbearance. وَإِذَا خَاتَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Forbearance, patience, and perseverance, especially with one another. Why do you think, Jamaatul Muslimin, we are in such disarray? We are so weak and humiliated in the eyes of the world. The 3rd of March was now in this week, marked 100 years that this ummah has had no khilafah and no khalifa. And look at us today. Ummah to milliarain, an ummah of 2 billion. Al-ummah al-islamiyya la yastati'oon an yudkhilu ala ghazata wala battaniya. Sheikh Mahmoud Hassanati said this. Al-ummah al-islamiyya, 2 billion strong plus, but can't enter a blanket into Gaza. Can't enter a bottle of water into Gaza. Can't enter a piece of bread into Gaza. How did we get here, Jamaat al-Islam? How did we get here? We got here through Baghdad. I mean, it's something that doesn't really come to mind. You know, because we all always claim that we are all Muslim and we love each other for the sake of Allah. But do we really? And do we love for each other what we love for ourselves? Do we really? Dabba ilaykum. داءُ الأمم من كان قبلكم الحسد والبغضاء ألا وإنها هي الحالقة لا أقول تحلق الشعر ولكن تحلق الدين. The Prophet said صلى الله عليه وسلم, they has followed you, the diseases of the nations who came before you, envy and rancor, malice, hatred for one another. Imagine that. الحسد والبغضاء ألا إنها هي الحالقة. It is the shaver. I'm not saying the shaving of the hair, he said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but the shaving of the deen. It's the destruction of the deen. And all because we couldn't persevere with one another. We couldn't give each other the benefit of the doubt. We couldn't even give each other a nice face when we saw one another. And that is something so beautiful in Islam. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طليق. Don't belittle any good that you can do in Islam. Even if it means meeting your brother with a nice face. MashaAllah, the brother smiling at the back there. Allahu Akbar. Give me sadaqa today, brother. الابتسام في وجه أخيك صدقة. For one believer to enter happiness into another believer's heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that believer happy on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Let us renew our intention for this Ramadan, Jamaat al-Muslim. That inshallah ta'ala, we are going to refine our character, especially with one another. Especially how we treat each other. How we speak to one another. How we greet one another. I was studying in a country, I won't mention the country's name, lest you should think something negative about my experience. And I used to walk up the mountain to where I was staying, and every day I would see this guy and I'd greet him, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. He looked at me and said, Hala, hala. You know, I left him for a couple of days and then I went up to him and said to him, you know, my brother, Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided me to this deen of Islam. Before I was Muslim, all I knew was, how's it? Hello. How are you, bro? And when I came into this deen of Islam, I learned this greeting. And not just the greeting. Laysat mujarrad tahiyya. Wa innama hiya ittifaqiyya. This is not just a greeting. You know what this is? This is a pact. Because when I say to my fellow Muslim, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, you know what I've done? لَقَدْ جَعَلْتُ مَالَكَ وَدَمَكَ وَعِرْضَكَ حَرَامًا عَلَى نَفْسِي. It's a pact. When I say to my brother in Islam, or my sister in Islam, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, I have made your wealth, your blood, and your honor haram for me. Sacred for me, that I should not harm you in any facet or in any way. Al-Muslimu man salima al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi.
The Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the true Muslim is the one whom the Muslims are safe from their tongues and from their hands. We need to go back to basics.
I was walking through the tunnel going from the Haram to Al-Aziziyah, where Al-Baik is. You know Al-Baik? Opposite the Holiday Inn. And Sheikh Yusuf Jouda, mashallah, beautiful brother from Egypt who teaches Quran in the Haram, he was sharing with me an ayah from the Quran. And just the way he said it, you know, it stuck with me up till today. That verse from Surah Al-Furqan. And it's so apt that it should be Surah Al-Furqan, because Al-Furqan is the criteria which differentiates between right and wrong, good and bad, lawful and prohibited. And he quoted the second half of the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً أَتَصْبِرُونَ. He said it just like that. أَتَصْبِرُونَ وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we have made some of you a trial for others. We've made some of you a trial for others. So what does this mean? Allah hasn't made all of us a trial for all of us some of the time. That's just not Allah's system. It doesn't work like that. But Allah has made some of us a trial for some of us all of the time. So we are not all being tested with each other some of the time, but some of us are being tested with some of us all of the time. Just ask a husband and a wife. Just ask parents and their children. Just ask a person with their neighbor, or the employer with the employee, and vice versa. And especially as an ummah. One ummah. Inna hadhi ummatukum ummatan wahida wa ana rabbukum fa'budun wa ana rabbukum fattaqun. This ummah of yours, Allah says in the Quran, is one ummah. And if there's a message I would like to send to our brothers in Islam, the Arabs especially, and the Turks, and everybody else, but especially the Arabs and the Turks. Why? Because it's because of the breakdown in the understanding of the one ummah that we lost Palestine in the first place. That we lost Jerusalem and Masjid al-Aqsa in the first place. That allowed for General Allenby to march into Jerusalem on the 11th of December 1917, and up till today, the Holy Land is still occupied. More than 100 years. All because we didn't understand this concept of one ummah. And instead, and up till today, and in many of the Muslim Arab countries that I have studied, I have even heard the sentence on the minbar where I hear the Sheikh saying, Al-Arab wal-Muslimun, the Arabs and the Muslims. Al-Umma al-Arabiya wal-Umma al-Islamiya, the Arab Ummah and the Muslim Ummah. And then I get confused and I'm scratching my head. And I'm thinking, Umma Arabiya, Umma Islamiya. Ummatan? Is that two Ummas? But Allah says in the Quran, Inna hadhi ummatukum ummatan واحدة. One ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَة. One brotherhood, one sisterhood. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. So reconcile between your brothers and sisters. Keep the relationship between each other on the best terms. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. And fear Allah in that. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. In order that you might receive the mercy of Allah. So we need to go back to basics. We need to put Islam first. And we, in that Islam, we need to start treating each other as we would have them treat us, or treat others as we would have them treat us. التصبرون وجعلنا بعضكم لبعض فتنة. And we have made some of you a trial for others.
Atasbirun, won't you persevere? وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا,
and your Lord is ever watching.
Unless we are going to come back to one unified ummah, Jamaatul Muslimin, we are going to remain in the state of humiliation and degradation. I remind you, and I end with this, the words of Sayyidina Umar, when he came to collect the keys from the Patriarch of Jerusalem, wearing that thobe with 17 patches, walking next to his servant who was riding on his camel. And he first had to wade through a puddle of mud, because it's the only way that he could get across to where the delegation was awaiting him, along with Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah. And when Abu Ubaidah saw this, number one, he's barefoot, he's got his sandals under his arm. Number two, he's got a thobe with 17 patches. And number three, he's walking while his servant is riding on his camel. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, he says, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, ya laytika labista al-abaya. O Commander of the Faithful, if only you had worn your abaya, your cloak. Ya laytika rakibta al-ba'ir, if only you had ridden on your camel. Alan satastaqbil muluk, Bayt al-Maqdis, you're going to meet the kings, the patriarchs of Jerusalem. So what did Sayyidina Umar say? He said, Wayhak. Said, Ya Abu Ubaidah, لو قالها غيرك لضربت بالكف. If anybody had said what you just said, Abu Ubaidah, anybody else, I would have beaten them. With a flat hand, he said, بالكف. You can imagine Sayyidina Umar, like an Ottoman slap. Ya Abu Ubaidah, نحن قوم أعزنا الله بالإسلام. Oh Abu Ubaidah, we are a people that Allah has made great with Islam. Not with being Arab. Not with being Saudi or Kuwaiti or Harbi or Tamimi or Turki or white or black or Malay or Indian, Cockney, Surti, Calvadia, Memon, Kadamia. Is there any more, Chicha? We are a people that Allah has made great with Islam. And every time that we have sought greatness in anything but Islam, Allah has brought us down and humiliated us. So Jamaatul Muslimin, inshaAllah ta'ala, remembering the likes of Sheikh Muhammad Hanif and Sheikh Salih Abadi, Sheikh Yusuf Khabir, and all the luminaries, those scholars that tried their best to implement the akhlaq, the character of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this town. Let us make dua for them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and specifically Sheikh Muhammad Hanif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him for all his shortcomings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put patience and perseverance into the hearts of his loved ones, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a high place in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Jamaatul Muslimin, inshallah when we meet again it will be Ramadan, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Allahumma barik lana fi sha'ban ma baqiya minhu. وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانَ. Let us inshallah make our niyyah, and let us keep Gaza وَالْأَرْضَ الْمَقَدَّسَ وَبَيْتَ الْمَقْدِسِ وَالْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْصَى. Let's keep it right here in front of our eyes, because that's not going to go away. And we need to prepare for whatever Allah has in store for us, because wherever you see dhulm and mankind doesn't stop it, a punishment comes that affects and afflicts everybody. And whatever trials and tribulations are coming, let me tell you, and I start with myself, we're going to need a full tank of Iman to get through those trials and those tribulations. فَنَسَلُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى اللَّهُمَّ يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قُلُوبَنَا عَلَى دِينِكَ اللَّهُمَّ يَا مُصَرِّفَ الْقُلُوبِ صَرِّفْ قُلُوبَنَا عَلَى طَاعَتِكَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.